Oh.
Now?
That'll be fine, yeah. Just easy, no.
Watch that rubber band that is not too off there. One hard, rainy day, rather late in February, we started south along a desolate road through the forest. Now and then we heard frogs in the swamp on the peninsula. Later a goose honked, and frogs rolled in from the water. After 3 or 4 miles, the road came out onto a barren, sandy stretch. Here and there was barnyards with a donkey or a few hogs. Some orange flowers grew beside the road. Suddenly the rain came down in torrents, and the roof of the car began to leak. We were sorry that we hadn't fixed it before leaving home, but our plans had involved so many details that we hadn't bothered. Our clothes absorbed so much dampness that we felt cold, so we hurried to the next village. After leaving the car to be greased at a garage, we found a restaurant where we ordered coffee and pancakes with maple syrup. We waited for lunch by a huge stone fireplace where a cheerful log fire was burning. The walls and floor were made with heavy pine boards, which were black with soot. We were surprised to see various queer things in the corner. There was a glass case filled with dolls, some of which were from foreign lands. Next to the chimney was a calendar that advertised a laundry, and beyond it was a horrible old parrot on a perch. We watched this absurd scene until the waiter brought our lunch through a narrow sort of corridor from the kitchen. While we ate, we tried to solve a crossword puzzle, but our hands were so greasy that we had to wash and rinse them first. When we finished, we found that the rain had cleared up enough to warrant our going on. We borrowed a cloth to clean the car windows and hoped that tomorrow would bring better weather. The route number seemed to correspond with the one on our road map, and we followed it past the old stone quarry near the Oregon state line. That night we slept in a tourist cabin and listened to a windmill which revolved slowly and noisily outside our door. Page 161.
All right. All right, Clint. I read the paper so I wouldn't embarrass you or make you very indignified. The bill up to where she is now. Bought that little house for $1,800, I think she did. And she raised her 3 children.
What was Uncle Albert's?
Uncle Albert went and learned the Mason trade too. But he used to always, my Uncle Albert always, my brother Albert would always go down to New York in the wintertime to my Uncle Joe's. Because my Uncle Joe had a garage down there with a big Pierce Arrow cars, and he'd be driving for the rich people. They wouldn't have their own cars down their garage, but my uncle had two or three Pierce Arrows, and they'd give him so much a month, and he'd go out, have chauffeurs to go take him around.
Is he the one who's in the business zone now?
Yeah, and after his garage business, things started changing, and he used to like horses. Well, they all liked horses, those from, and he used to be around Newport here when he was small. He used to come here and live with my mother, and he used to have one of these cabs up on the avenue with a horse and carriage, and people come along and hire him. Well, after his business down there, when he was about 60 years old, or maybe 65, he gave up the garage because somebody wouldn't renew the lease, and he went to having these trotting horses. And he was at it for about 10 years, training them and going to all these races down around New York and up here in Foxborough. Mm-hmm. And he's,
tell me about how the house which I used to admire very much. It was such a sturdy house, that brick house on Berkeley Avenue. Tell me how that passed down to the family.
Well, it was only that my father and them went to California first. They rented it, but then they stayed there. They come back and they went up to the house, and then my father died up there in 1930, and that left my mother there alone. And my mother and Albert, they made it into a two apartment house, and they lived upstairs and they rented downstairs. My brother Albert and mother lived there.
I remember this.
Until my mother died in 42. And then Albert was there alone for a while, and then finally Jimmy Lacey went down to New Jersey, so Al sold that house and he went down to New Jersey.
He inherited it.
Yes, well, it wasn't. It was left to him because he had stayed with the home and things, but it was mortgaged, and quite a mortgage on it. He didn't get too much out of it.
We're going to, the tape's going to end in fairly soon, but why not say something about the different schools you went to?
Oh, well, when I was a young fella down there, I was kind of always an ambitious fellow, I hate to say that, but when I did anything, I wanted to do it thorough, if you don't mind me saying these things. I can remember myself down there, and I'd clean the yard up, and I'd start out, and I'd sweep the sidewalk and sweep the gutters, and go right down around the corner, and I had a yard, and I'd start in the front yard, go in the back, and there was a stores there, and I'd get after them if they didn't keep those barrels clean, and they'd tell the men that was working for them, put everything in those barrels, and I'd go down cellar. It was a kind of, had a furnace down there. My father'd get a load of wood, kindling wood, and I'd go down cellar, and it wasn't a very good floor like ours down here. It was kind of damp. And I'd take and chop all the wood up and pile it all up along there, and something like what you, I'd have it all piled up, kindling wood. And you'd have to bring up coal and wood, you know, and they all took turns. They all took turns doing certain things, and being not many girls in the family, I had to do housework. And I was quite a helper for my mother. I used to shake the rugs out every Saturday, sweep down the stairs.
Did you have to walk all the way from Ann Street up to Washington Square to go to school?
I went to Cottington School for 5 years.
Cottington, that's right up the top.
Up on Mill Street. Right, west south of Trinity Church. You know where that White House building is now, the Trinity Church has up on Mill Street?
Yes.
Well, that's the big brick, three-story brick building.
I bought that at school across from Emmanuel Church.
That's Lenthal School. But I'm living, when I lived on Ann Street, I went to Cottington because I don't know what, there was just halfway between, but they sent us to Cottington. And I went there for 5 years, my mother, I was the last of the six, and they didn't stop me as early as they should. My mother figured she had enough, so they didn't send me to kindergarten. But they sent me to the first grade right after winter, just so I could get used to it. Of course, I didn't pass. And I was kind of old, I can't even figure out how old I was, but then I had to go back next year to the first grade. And I used to have trouble in school because I was a giggler. I used to giggle all the time. Mm-hmm. And I got in an awful lot of trouble from giggling.